welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison here, January 19th, 2022. I'm excited for the breakthrough that's at hand. You know, we're going to see some major changes take place over the next few weeks and throughout the month, and it's going to align us for 2022 and beyond. So, Lord, we pray that you would open up things. Open up the heavens, open up your word, open up the Holy Spirit over us. We ask that you would move in power, glory, and peace. Power, glory, and peace, in Jesus' name. You know, I just released a prophetic word for the month, or actually for the year. It's Spirit Connection Podcast, episode 215. It's the word for 2022 as the year of God's purposes fulfilled. And this is a prophetic word that's going to give you an overview of what to expect this year, but also some strategic dates and timing. I just would invite you to go to DougAddison.com and go to my podcast, or you'll find it all over the place. But check this out, episode 215, the prophetic word for 2022. You had to get into this and get it into your spirit. Well, first of all, the overview. The mysteries are going to be revealed. Ephesians 3:9, to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which from ages past have been hidden in God who created all things. Oh my goodness, this is a time, this is a year of the revelation. Not just of yourself, this is just a lot of revelation, and mysteries are going to be revealed, but also your own. Expect revelation about your life purpose, the administration. I love this. It says that Paul talks about this, is the mystery, which is the revelation, and the administration of it, which means, oh my goodness, the Lord's going to do some coaching with you. He's going to give you the understanding of how to make it a reality, and it's going to be a divine ability to enter into this. It's going to, oh, I love this. I'm already experiencing. So expect this to start happening right now. You might not realize it, but the Lord is working behind the scenes, beneath the surface. And he's going to open things up later on. But trust that the Lord has you covered. And it doesn't matter what it looked like right now. Trust that the Lord has you covered. Alignment and new assignments is really important right now. It's happening. Realignment. New assignments are going to come out of this. He's putting us into a timetable for 2022. We need to actually do some spiritual cleanup first. There's a little bit of work to do. The Lord's calling us to press in right now and do some, maybe some inner healing. Maybe there's some relationships that need to be fixed or whatever that might be. He's inviting you into his presence to do this with grace. And we need to walk close to the Lord right now. So there are some things that we might need to die to right now. I got this word a while back, and it's the title of this podcast, this episode. It's not behind. Not behind, but right on time. And the Lord, I tell you, he's doing something new. I heard him a while ago. And it seems like God has forgotten you. Maybe it seems like that things have been delayed. I tell you, God is still in charge. You're still going to get this breakthrough. And he's going to bring you into his perfect timing for your breakthrough. And so this word's going to take place indeed, not behind, but right on time. And this ties right into the prophetic word, Ecclesiastes 3, that I had for the year and for this month. Ecclesiastes 3:1 is a season to be born and a season to die. We are in a time of transition into the new year. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die. I had a vision back in December when the Lord was showing me what to expect as we're moving into this year. And I saw a bridge transitioning over to 2022, and it said Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2 on the bridge. So our transition into 2022, which is a major season change, it will involve some dying to yourself and possibly some dreams. In other words, the Lord's going to he's going to reposition you into what you need. And as we die to some of those things that are no longer applicable, he's going to bring something new in its place. And just as many people have been passing away right now because of COVID-19 these past 2 years, we've had a crazy time. The Ecclesiastes 3 season is in effect right now. That it's a season to die. Now, don't get me wrong. This is a spiritual thing I'm trying to explain, but he's going to redeem all the losses of the people who went to heaven before their time. And it's a season not only to die, but to be born. It's so important. We need to continue to ask the Lord if there's anything in your life you need to die to and allow him to rebirth something new. We're in an amazing season of this, but transition is happening right now, which means the old is not necessarily working, but the new has not been fully revealed yet. So we are in a transition. And so watch for the Lord to do. It's called a strange work or an unusual thing to result in blessing. Isaiah 28, 21. The Lord will raise up and do his work, a strange work, and perform his task, an alien task. I keep hearing this word for the last 2 months that he's going to do something, a strange work, to give you some higher understanding, to move you into a new place of blessing. And Isaiah 55:9 is in effect, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Expect to get the deeper revelation and higher understanding in the coming weeks. Deeper revelation, higher understanding in the coming weeks. Well, you know, I put out an urgent prayer request a couple of times. And if you notice, I got a little mark on my face. Boy, I cut myself. I cut myself really hard shaving. Even today, there's so much warfare against me. I've been shaving for years. And this warfare has been so strong against me. Man, it just is an evidence of some of the stuff I've been going under. But I want to share with you the request of prayer that I've been putting out there for me and my family, my ministry. We've been under attack. Maybe you have too. But I just want to raise up prayer even one more time. Ever since the Lord has released two major spiritual promotions to me at Yom Kippur, one of them to operate as a greater level of a prophet to the nations, and Satan has unleashed a worldwide attack against me since last September. And I've used this attack as an opportunity to shore things up in my life. You know, I've gone through a lot of inner healing prayer. I've closed some doors everything I could find. And also, I want to just now raise up prayer for Linda and myself and the Enlight Connection team, my family. We've been going through hit after hit. I mean, it would get hit on my health and again, but I'm standing in the midst. I tell you, in the midst of this, Lord is blessing me with a greater anointing to persevere. And also, you know, I have been standing in the midst of it. I've been able to move closest to my wife I've ever been. I'm closest to the Lord as I've ever been. I have an amazing team around me. I've got my apostolic overseers praying for me. I'm doing everything in the light right now. But I want to raise up prayer for this hideous attack that we've been under. And I do trust the Lord. Help, believe me. You know, I stand on the word of faith. I stand on the word of God. And the Lord will deliver us. I stand on the finished work of the cross of Christ. as well as the agreement together. See, you know, I'm a very powerful believer in the finished work of the cross. I stand in the word of faith. But there's a point where you're not getting your breakthrough. You need to add to it agreement. And this might be a word for some people, is that once you've done everything else, stand. But you want to also agree together. Jesus said, if two agree together on earth, it will be done. So let's agree right now in prayer. And I'm asking you to agree with us. And we ask the Lord to give you a breakthrough as well as we agree together. So Lord, I pray for this word. I pray that you would activate this prophetic word, that you're not behind, you're not ahead, not behind, but right on time. And this word right now about this attack that's against the earth and against us, a lot of people, the assault, we stand on the finished work of the cross. We stand in the finished work on the word of God. But there's a point in time where we just have to agree together and push forward. And Lord, I pray that we would now enter into this time, this season that you promised us. And I'm standing in the storm and worshiping with all of my heart. I want to come into agreement with anyone who needs a breakthrough right now. In Jesus' name, we agree together on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is a new season that we're entering into, and it's a time. The Lord just spoke to me. This is about the time of Deuteronomy 11:11 to possess the land. We're entering into it. You know, I don't receive offerings often. You know, we are an online church, and I believe in the power of giving because it's one of the doorways to give. You know, you must give to receive. But I don't focus much on it unless the Lord tells me. And this week he said, you know, I want you to invite people to give into this prophetic word for the year. Just give into this message and use Deuteronomy 11:10-12. If you want, right now, I'd recommend decreeing this. You pray and decree, people, intercessors, Deuteronomy 11, verses 10 through 12. And this is about taking possession of the land. But the land that you are now entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came from, where you planted your seed and irrigated it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land you are now crossing over the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks from the rain of heaven, and the land that the Lord your God cares for. And the eyes of the Lord your God are on it continually from the beginning of the year till the end. My goodness, that's so powerful. We're entering into a new season that we don't have to labor like Egypt. We're coming out of Egypt. We're coming out of those times where we've had to do things like a vegetable garden. The Lord wants to position you for the new year. Vegetable gardens are great. They help feed your family and your community. We need to move into this blessing, the land that drinks from the rain of heaven. That's an open heaven, that the Lord waters it even when you're not able to. That the Lord continually, from the beginning of the year to the end. We're entering into this new season. We're coming out of Egypt where we've had to labor hard to get here. But we're moving into this time right now. I pray that the Lord would open the heavens over you. I pray, Lord, that you would open up this message. And you've told me a few times about this. Whenever there's a special anointing upon a message, that there is a time to sow in, and it will break off things, and it will open up the heavens for the strategies that you might need, or you know, some people need to get out of debt, some people need to get the breakthrough, or you need this breakthrough in your life. I just really want to recommend or invite you to give into this. DougAddison.com/give. And consider becoming a partner with us. DougAddison.com/partner, or the same place. Those who give every month, we're actually an online church. If you don't have a place, you can have a church, a regular church, that's fine. but a lot of people who consider, you know, be their pastor. And we have a Zoom meeting once a month with the partners. It's people who just give once a month on a regular basis. And we also have a partner coach, private Facebook page, all kinds of fun stuff, 10% off of all my stuff as well. But if you need a place, consider this place. Also, hey, you know what? I can't believe that this warfare, look at my face, warfare has been so, so great that I have had to cancel my online training for the last 3 months. I think it is 2 or 3 months. It's called Praying with Power, Bringing Heaven to Earth. It's this supposed to be this Saturday, but I am so sorry to everybody that we are just not able to pull it off based on the warfare. And so we're going to cancel final. We're no longer going to postpone. And we are so sorry. There's just nothing more that I can do. The Lord told me, He said that for me to stand, I've rested my case with the Lord, and I'm standing waiting for His deliverance. And I'm still working each day to battle. And so I'm just not able to do this at this time. We were hoping to get it done. If you were part of it, we'll be reaching out to you, but you can go to DougEdison.com/praying, and we will show you how to get a refund. There'll be some more information on the webpage. Also consider, again, giving into this message or giving just into what God is doing through us at Enlight Connection, DougEdison.com/give. The Lord is moving. I want to encourage you, no matter what it looks like, to be encouraged. Sing and dance in the storm. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.